These are the weekly security headlines from Daily Tech News Show. For the week ending October 2nd, 2020, I'm Tom Merritt. GitHub launched a code scanning tool Wednesday so developers can identify vulnerabilities in their code before it gets deployed to the public. The new feature comes from GitHub's acquisition of code analysis platform SEML from Microsoft last year. SEML said at the time it would make its CodeQL analysis engine available natively across all open source and enterprise repositories. UK cyber spy agency GCHQ says its National Cybersecurity Center believes Huawei has failed to tackle security flaws in equipment used in the UK's telecom networks despite previous complaints. It also said a vulnerability, quote, of national significance had happened in 2019, but had been fixed before it could be exploited. The agency said that while some improvements have been made by Huawei, it didn't have confidence they were sustainable, and the board could only provide limited assurance that all risks to UK national security could be mitigated in the long term. Cloudflare announced free web analytics Tuesday, a competitor to Google Analytics. The Cloudflare product offers near real-time end-user behavior without tracking site visitors across the internet. Cloudflare does not use IP addresses to serve web analytics. It's meant for companies that do not need to do ad retargeting and want core analytics without compromising user privacy. Cloudflare Web Analytics is available now to paid customers at no additional charge and will come to all users in the coming months. Amazon unveiled a new biometric technology called Amazon One that lets shoppers pay at stores by holding their palm above a sensor for scanning, either when they walk in the door or when they check out. The feature will initially be at the entrance of two of the company's Amazon Go stores in Seattle and will roll out to Amazon's 20-plus Go stores in the future. During registration, a customer scans their palm, inserts their payment card at a terminal, and then after that, all they need to pay is their hand. They do not need to connect it to an Amazon account. Amazon hopes to sell the technology to other grocery chains. And finally, TikTok's Australian executives told Australia's Select Committee on Foreign Interference Through Social Media that it would let the government review TikTok's code. Government personnel could review TikTok's algorithm and test its source code at a Transparency and Accountability Center in Los Angeles or Washington in the United States. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.